Mr. Chair, High Commissioner, Thailand is firmly committed to the spirit of the New York Declaration for Refugees and Migrants, which places international cooperation at the center of refugee protection. We echo the Declaration's call for greater burden sharing in a more equitable manner to address the needs of refugees and give more support to host countries. To manage mixed migration movement in an effective, coordinated, and protection-sensitive manner, we support a comprehensive refugee response framework which underlines the importance of identifying persons in need of international protection. Currently, we are in the process of developing a screening mechanism in accordance with international standards to distinguish those in need of protection from others who migrate for different reasons. We are also drafting a new law to incorporate the principle of non-refoulement in our domestic legislation. And we understand that people on the move, particularly women and children, are often at risk of falling victim to transnational trafficking and smuggling networks. We therefore are determined to strengthen law enforcement cooperation at the regional level and beyond to crack down these vicious networks. Past experience has shown that stricter law enforcement and regional cooperation in this area has led to a 95% reduction of irregular movement in the Indian Ocean. Thailand is also committed to preventing and ending statelessness. We fully support UNHCR I Belong campaign. And in the past 3 years, we granted citizenship to over 18,000 stateless persons. We are also working hand in hand with the UNHCR to issue birth certificates to all displaced children from Myanmar in temporary shelters along our western borders, just to prevent them from becoming stateless once they have returned to their homeland. Thailand stands ready to continue working very closely with all stakeholders towards the realization of commitments set out in the New York Declaration to strengthen international protection of refugees who are stranded in exile and whose lives are on hold. Thank you, Mr. Chair.